Good morning. Good morning. Thank you, Father, that you are our covenant-keeping God. We bless you this morning, Father. We honor you. We adore you. We welcome you to have your way on this prayer call this morning. Yahweh, hallelujah, we bless you. Father, we thank you for who you are, the great I am. Father, have your way. Do what you want to do this morning. We will worship you, God. We were created to worship you. And we yield this morning. We yield to your Holy Spirit. Each one of us, Father, we come united as one body, celebrating you, Jesus, lifting up our hearts and our bowls to you, dear God, lifting up our incense to you. Hear us, O Father. We know that your ears are keen to what we're saying this morning. Father, may our hearts be connected with yours, that we, God, sense what you're saying, what you're doing in this very hour. May everything that we do please you. In the matchless name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Good morning again. Good morning. This is a good morning. This is the day that our Lord has made, and we're already rejoicing, and we're glad in it. With a spirit of thanksgiving, we come before the throne of grace, making our requests known to Father God today. And we just want to say good morning. We declaring and decreeing good morning to each one of the intercessors and watchmen that have joined the call today from New Destiny Church, all clergy, all visitors. We thank you. Thank you. And again, we declare in the spirit good morning. Everything that God made is good. So we speak that over you this morning. Good. Let me introduce you to our team that's lined up this morning. My name is Sister Charlene Tuckerson. I am your facilitator, the angel of our house, Bishop C. Carl Smith, and Pastor Adrian Smith, and we say good morning to you. We bless you in the mighty name of Jesus. We also want to say good morning to our prayer call controller, Sister Kima Joseph. Good morning, Sister Kima. We bless you, sis, in the name of the Lord. We also want to say good morning to our devotion leader, Minister Linda Lightfoot. Good morning, Minister Lightfoot. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I am blessed on top and rising.
Amen. Blessed on top and rising. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Minister Lightfoot. Our prayer requests that have been submitted and any praise reports will be offered up by Sister Margaret Johnson. Good morning, Sister Margaret. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Sister Charlene. I am wonderful. How are you this morning?
Awesome. I am wonderful. Thank you. Without further ado, Minister Lightfoot, we are ready for you.
Good morning, everyone. It's a great day in the kingdom, this 27th day of March 2024. I would like to say good morning to the Chief Apostle, Bishop Christopher Carl Smith. Good morning to our pastor, Pastor Adrian Smith. Good morning to all clergy, and good morning to you, the New Destiny worshiping family, friends, and guests. Our topic of discussion is coming from John 4:24, which reads as follows: God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. And the title is, I Will Worship. Let us consider the meaning of worship. The word worship in the Greek is the word proskuneo, proskuneo, and it means to kiss. And it isn't just one single kiss. It's a very expressive, repeated, and consistent kissing, much like a dog licking his master's hand. The dog would lick his master's hand continuously. And so this is a continuous kissing. And it means to fawn or to crouch. It means to prostrate oneself in homage or reverence to. It means to adore. And this tells us that worship comes from a place of sincere humility coupled with deep reverence and adoration and acknowledgement of his holiness and his power. Worship is based upon relationship. It is our love for the Father, expressing our valuing our relationship with him because of who he is as well as what he has done. The vital point in worship is our relationship. Children adore their parents and are free to express their love at any given time and place, private or public. It is not secretive and hidden. It's spontaneously provoked by the thoughts, emotion, and response to some particular action taken by the beloved person. The person of Jesus' time, very much like the people of today, didn't understand how to push past barriers that would inhibit them from freely worshiping God. Many of them lacked the understanding that relationship carried more weight than deeds. They failed to realize that what mattered in the relationship was not just the content of the heart, but also the intent of the heart. Because of a lack of understanding, the Pharisees created 610 laws out of the Ten Commandments and viewed meticulous works and formalities as consideration for the validity of one's worship and demonstration of holiness. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Salvation is not of what you do. It's of what Jesus did on the cross so that there would be no barrier between us and him. Nor should there be any barriers between us as brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus tells us what our relationship with God should look like in Mark 12:30. It says, "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength." This is the first commandment. With all of thy heart means with everything that is within you. I think David said it best when he said in Psalm 103:1, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name." And with all my mind means with every ounce of your rationality, vital principle, mental disposition. In other words, let your love and worship be released with every breath of your whole being. Let your worship be expressed in the whole life of your body. Your soul is the seat of your emotions and decision-making, and they must glorify and honor God. Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee." And this means that your wholeness, safety, well-being, prosperity, health, and serenity are maintained by your thought life. Keep your mind on him. And when you keep your mind stayed on him, which is Jesus, you'll begin to focus on his will, his way, and his agenda, which is pleasing to him. And Proverbs 16:7 says, "When a man's ways please the Lord, he maketh even his enemies to be at peace with him." And this can only be accomplished when you realize that there was a time in your life when sin had you bound.
sickness may have ravaged your mind and your body. Trouble may have found you at every turn. Death may have even pinned you down, and it seemed that there was no remedy. But God sent word to you that he so loved you in all your despicableness that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And not only did he send you that word, God believed in you before you believed in yourself. And to ensure your deliverance, he gave you the faith to believe his word. And that word, coupled with your faith, caused you to accept Jesus as the Son of God. John 1:12-13 says, "To as many as received him, gave he to them the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So by God's will and your faith, you are an adopted son." Now let's consider the process of sonship. In the Western world, we think of adoption in terms of taking a child from one family and making it a member of another. Very simple. However, the Greek or Roman father of Jesus' time adopted as a son his own child. Birth made him a child. A technon is the Greek word for child, meaning a young person from birth to adolescence, an immature child in need of training. Adoption made him a son, and the Greek word is huios. Between the technon stage, which is the period of birth and adoption, there were stages of growth, education, and discipline until the huios stage of maturity was reached. And then he was ready for adoption into sonship. Jesus said in Matthew 11:29-30, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." In other words, adoption would come when he would demonstrate his understanding of adult responsibility. 1 Corinthians 13:11 says, "When I was a child, I spake as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things." And with adoption, the son was recognized as one who could faithfully represent the father. And he had arrived at the point of maturity where the father could entrust him with the responsibility of overseeing the family business. The son becomes the heir of his father's inheritance. Birth gives one the right to the inheritance, but adoption gives one the participation in the inheritance. And when you've been processed for sonship by grace and not on your own merit, you only begin to understand the love God the Father has for you. He has never intended that you would fail. His love alone breaks the chains of bondage off of your life. His love alone will make you bow in homage, in reverence and adoration. His love towards you will make you worship. Barriers will topple. You won't want to hide it. You won't want to keep quiet. You won't care who sees you. You won't care who hears you. You won't care who likes it or dislikes it. The weather won't stop you. Friends or enemies will not stop you. Economics won't stop you. Politics won't stop you. Harsh words won't stop you. Being penalized won't stop you. Religiosity will go out the window because of who you know, which is God the Father, and what you know and have. For you are his and he is yours. You have relationship in spite of yourself. You are a chosen son, regardless of your shortcomings. You are the king's kid. And when you consider your testimony, out of your innermost will come a determination that will say, I will worship. And when you think of his goodness toward you, you won't want to keep silent, for you are made more than a conqueror through him that loved us. Thanks be to God who giveth us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Let us pray. Father, we love and adore you for your loving kindness towards us. Forgive us for the times we held back our worship for whatever reason, for every praise and testimony we withheld. We're sorry. We repent. Receive our worship from our heart to yours. We will worship you through the good and the bad. With all that is within us, we will not keep silent ever again. Let us bless your holy name. Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Minister Lightfoot. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We were created to worship, and we will worship Father God. We will worship Jesus. Amen. Sister Margaret, we are ready for you. Saints, let's stand together in agreement. We've lifted up our hearts. Now lift up our bowls together. Sister Margaret, we're ready.
Amen. Praise God. We have a number of prayer requests. I'm going to read through them all. The Evangelism Ministry has put in prayer requests. So we have praise reports. One of the couples that have been housed and received their finances that they've been praying for, they thank God for what he's doing in their lives. And so we praise God for that. A man named Terrence has been praying for housing and a job, and so he's gotten a part-time job. So we praise God for that. He thanks God for answering his prayers and praying that becomes a permanent job. A man named Alan received salvation, so we praise God for that as well. The praise requests are a woman named Rose is asking for prayer to take for God to take away the cough that she has. Renee's brother-in-law passed, and she's asking for prayer for her sister and the kids that she can be strong for the family. James Woods is asking for prayer for healing of his heart problems. He's been told that he might need to have his leg amputated, and he's praying that that won't be the case. James Call is asking God to help him with his alcohol condition. He's suffering from withdrawals. He's asking prayer for deliverance from his addiction. And since this request, he's been hospitalized for liver failure. So he's trusting God for his healing. Stephen lives in his car and is requesting prayer from back pain and that he would receive housing soon. Robert is asking prayer that his MRI goes well and the doctors will be able to determine the problem with his brain. Kim is having anxiety issues. She's having issues with the lawsuit and praying that God will intervene on her behalf. Shoshana is asking prayer for her friend Jamie that has cancer. Please pray for her healing. And Cameron is asking prayer for his knee problems that he can get the medical help needed and also for housing and financial needs to be met. And then there's 15 others for general prayer, housing, jobs, financial needs, and safety conditions on the streets. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. We boldly approach the throne of grace to obtain mercy in time of need, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that we have sonship, that we can boldly approach you, Father, that you love us, Lord God, that you love each one that these prayer requests have come from, Father. And so we lift up, Lord God, those that have left prayer requests with the Evangelism Ministry, Father. We praise you, Lord God, for the housing, the finances that have been given, the jobs, Lord God, that have been given, the salvation, oh God, that people have received through the Evangelism Ministry, Father. We give you praise for that. Your word says that the angels in heaven rejoice when one receives you, Lord God. And so we too rejoice. Our hearts rejoice, Lord God, as your people are receiving salvation, Lord God, are receiving housing, oh God. We thank you for that this morning, Father God. We lift up Rose for you, before you this morning, Father, And we pray over her immune system, Lord God, that you would strengthen her immune system, that you would heal her body. We command the cough to go, Lord God, whatever is behind it, whatever is causing it, Lord God, that she would be healed, Lord God, by your stripes, Lord God. We declare Rose is healed, Father. We cover her in the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for her lungs to be clean and clear, Lord God, of all phlegm, Lord God, all liquid, Lord God, fluid, Lord God, to dissipate in the name of Jesus and for her immune system to be strengthened. We pray, Lord God, over Renee, Lord God, and her family, Lord God. Comfort Renee's family, Lord God, her sisters, her children, Lord God. Help Renee, Lord God, to be a source of encouragement and joy, Lord God, and for her family, Lord God. We seek peace, oh God, over this family, Lord God, that's lost their loved ones, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, you said that those that mourn, that they will be comforted by you, Lord God. So we ask you to comfort this family in the name of Jesus, Father God. We lift up James, Lord God, and we speak, Lord God, a creative miracle over him, Lord God, a new heart. Lord God, we cast out the spirit of death, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We command all excess fluid to leave his body and his lungs and his heart now in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over his leg. We speak circulation, Lord God, that you would increase the circulation, the blood flow, Lord God, in his body. We command any gangrene to leave in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over his limbs, Lord God, and wholeness, Father. And we speak life over James. We cast out the spirit of death in Jesus' name, Lord God. And we thank you for keeping him because he wants to be kept, Lord God. We lift up James' call before you, Lord God. We pray for a new liver, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that since he has a desire to be free, Lord God, that you heal his body, Lord God, that he repents from all rebellion, oh God, whatever has caused him to be in a state turning away from you, Lord God, initially, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for freeing him, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for his healing, Lord God, that you would heal his body, Lord God. We speak a new liver into his body in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for Stephen, Lord God, and we ask, Lord God, that you'd open up the door for Stephen, that no man can close, Lord God, that he can get housing, Lord God. Heal his body, Lord God, from back pain, oh God, and strengthen him, Lord God. Bless him, Lord God, indeed, Lord God. We thank you for it today, oh God. We pray for Robert this morning, Lord God. We command a creative miracle, a new brain for Robert, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for all pain to leave, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that all his nerves would function normally in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that the nervous system, Lord God, would speak to the brain as it's supposed to, Lord God, that all the synapses would fire the way they're supposed to in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over him, Lord God, and we cover him in the blood of Jesus, oh God. We speak to Kim. We speak peace to Kim, Lord God. We command all anxiousness to leave in the name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, for us to be anxious for nothing, but in all things, by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, to let our request be made known unto you. Kim has let her request be made known to you, Father. We know that you are a lawyer that has never lost a case, oh God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus, our advocate, Kim's advocate, that you would fight on her behalf, fight against those things that are fighting against her, and war against those things that are warring against her, Lord God. Intervene on her behalf, Lord God, and give her victory, Lord God. You said you always cause her to triumph in Christ Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that this lawsuit, Lord God, is in her favor, Lord God, because you are fighting her case, Father God. We lift up Tashana before you, Lord God, and her friend Jamie, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that cancer is the small C and Christ is the big C. So we exalt Christ over cancer in the name of Jesus. We command cancer to bow its knee to the name of Jesus. We command Jamie's red blood cells and white blood cells to be strengthened and to fight in the name of Jesus. We speak healing over her immune system in the name of Jesus. We command any organs that have been affected, Lord God, adversely by cancer to be healed and to be restored in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for her healing, Lord God, and we release, Lord God, the healing virtue of Christ over Jamie's body in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray for Cameron, oh God, And we ask you, Lord God, to heal his knee, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that you open up doors for him to get housing and for each of his financial needs to be met, Lord God. You said, Lord God, that that you are the one who meets all of our needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So as we lift up every request, Lord God, and all the other general prayers for housing, for jobs, for financial needs, for safety conditions on the street, Lord God, we cover, Lord God, those without walls in the blood of Jesus this morning, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you said the poor would be with us always, oh God. But you love the poor, Lord God. And so because you love them, Lord God, we love them, Lord God. So, Lord God, we loose the angels of God all around them, Lord God, to protect them, Lord God, as they're living, Lord God, on the streets, oh God. We pray, Lord God, that you open doors for them to get housing, open doors for them to get medical attention, open doors, Lord God, for jobs, Lord God. Anything they need, Father, meet their needs, Lord God. We thank you for the evangelism ministry being there, Lord God, to meet needs. And we pray, Lord God, that they will continue to be strengthened, Lord God. Send laborers to the evangelism ministry, that the ministry be stronger and stronger, Lord God, and continue, Lord God, to bring the presence of Christ into the lives of those that need you, Father. We thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. In Jesus' name, amen. Sister Charlene?
Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Sister Margaret. Thank you for leading prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your testimonies coming forth through your children. Thank you for your goodness and grace. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom Father, our Lord, hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The effectual fervent prayers of the righteous avail much. Amen. And we know that Father hears us. We agree here on earth as touching. Amen. So remember to send in your prayer request. You've heard the awesome praise reports. And we stand in expectation. We expect signs, miracles, wonders to follow them that believe. We've already spoken God's word, and it will not return back void. Thank you again, Sister Margaret. Let's move on to Minister Lightfoot. Do you have anything else that you'd like to share with us this morning?
Yes, the Lord seeks those who will worship him in spirit and in truth. He desires pure, authentic worship from the deep recesses of our being. To the God who has given his all, he hungers for our all to be given freely. The content of the heart is vital, because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Keep your mind stayed upon God, that you will be kept in perfect peace. Keep the contents of your heart pure, and let the intent of your worship be your fullest expression of love. God is daily expressing his love to us individually and corporately. Let us worship him with all that is within us. Intentionally love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Acknowledge him and his loving kindness toward you. Let us no longer keep silent. Let the earth be filled with the sound of pure worship. Never cease to treasure your relationship with God the Father. And that's all I have. God bless.
Thank you, Minister Lightfoot. Thank you. Remember, everyone, corporate prayer will be held this Saturday at the Pittsburgh campus. Pittsburgh, come out and join us at the Pittsburgh campus. On behalf of Bishop Smith, Pastor Adrian, Minister Lightfoot, Sister Margaret, Sister Kima, myself, and our entire New Destiny family, thank you. Thank you for waking up this morning, joining the call. We invite you to invite others to the call as well. Please join us also for 5 a.m. prayer on Wednesdays. We have 5 a.m. prayer on Wednesday and Thursday mornings. Also, you can send in your prayer request anytime. We have weekend teams that pray, and we pray during the week. So send in your prayer request. Prayers are always being lifted up on behalf of God's people because Father has commanded us to pray without ceasing. Amen. Saints, we started off with the spirit of thanksgiving this morning, worshiping God, and we're going to end our call worshiping and thanking Father. Can we pray a prayer of thanksgiving together in unity? Father, we thank you for your awesome word, which will never fail. Thank you for your abounding grace. We declare we will worship you in spirit and in truth, because that is all that you will accept. Father, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you, God. We ask, Father, that you, God, bless each one of your intercessors, each one of your watchmen on the wall. Thank you for them, God. Thank you that they intercede, Father. Thank you. Thank you, God, for your peace that surpasses all our understanding, garrison our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Father, that you keep us in perfect peace. Thank you, Father, that you heal, that you deliver, that you set free, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for the power of the blood of Jesus keeping us, surrounding us. Thank you, Father, that we can hide under the shadow of your wings and no hurt, harm, or danger shall come nigh us or our dwelling. Thank you. And we worship you, Father, this morning. We honor you and adore you. In the matchless name of Jesus, unto you, Father, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us, unto you, God, be glory in your church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen, amen, and amen. Sister Kima, please continue the worship.